8 minutes on the clock. We are set to go, just waiting on the announcement here of the starting lineups. Of course, Lady Bears, we can go over them ahead of time because they went basically the same starting five all season. And we'll get those after we get the Lady Cougars. I believe they're going to introduce them first. Lady Cougars first team out. Like I said, in those gray uniforms, black lettering, a little bit hard to see the numbers, especially down on the far end of the floor. First player out is number two. That's Allison Newman. Number five is Abby Marlin. Number 10 is Allie Marlin. Twins, Abby and Allie, both sophomores. Next player out, number 24, that is Cassidy Coleman. And the final player out is number 41, Emily Ingalls. So those are your five starters for the Lady Cougars. Now we'll get the Lady Bears, as we said. They will start with the two sophomores, Chevelle Graves and Megan Upton. And then one junior, Shelby Vangenhoven, and two seniors, Tara Godwin and Lauren Mitchell. Got the music playing. We are building up here to the start of this one. It'll take a little bit. Remind you, if you want to see some good basketball, there's still room, although a pretty good crowd here already. But there's still some room in here if you want to come in and watch some basketball with us tonight here at the Mammoth Spring High School. Bear fans on their feet as the Lady Bears are introduced to the crowd. Chevelle Graves, the very first player introduced here. Of course, she'll wear number two for Mammoth Spring. Number 22 is Megan Upton. So there's your two sophomores. The next player out is the junior, Shelby Vangenhoven. She wears number 33. And then, of course, they'll introduce the two seniors. Last will be set for some basketball here. Taking a little bit to get started. Look forward. I think it's going to be a really good matchup between these two teams. Lauren Mitchell wears number 12. She'll come out, run down, shake Coach Harmon's hand. Now Tara Godwin will do the same, and she comes out wearing number 11 for the Lady Bears. Like I said, 8 minutes on the clock. The referee's now making their way out of the tunnel. And we are set to go. The last two referees, one was already standing at half court. And referee fumbled the basketball. The Cougars are on the floor. They're ready to go. Coach Small still visiting with his Lady Bears. And now they'll head out on the floor. And now it looks like we'll get to basketball. Again, first game of a doubleheader. Senior boys will follow this here on K-Country. Lauren Mitchell going to jump it up with number 24, Coleman. The ball's tipped into the backcourt to the Lady Bears. And Tara Godwin will set up the offense. Lady Cougars going to start here in a zone. Lady Bears will move it quickly around the outside. Vangenhoven open for three. Shelby Vangenhoven hits the three, and that's a good sign. Knocks down that first shot. Lady Bears up 3-0, 7:41 left first quarter. With the basketball, Lady Cougars, that is Abby Marlin. She'll throw it on the wing. Top of the key now. They swing it around. Almost a turnover. Good defense by the Lady Bears. And there is a turnover. Steal by Upton. Off to Godwin. Lady Bears set up the offense. Pass underneath, trying to hit Mitchell down low. And the ball's tipped and taken by the Lady Cougars. Back the other way. Newman with it. Newman passes into the corner. Shot up by Marlin. That's no good. And that was Abby Marlin. And right now, Graves is tying her shoe while the Lady Bears, actually that was Vangenhoven tying her shoe on the far end of the floor. With the basketball, Godwin gives it on the wing to Graves, in the corner to Upton. Upton, right corner, back out to Vangenhoven, into the high post to Mitchell, to Graves in the corner. Three-pointer on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Cougars. Lady Cougars, Newman back on the dribble. Sets it up. She'll bring it on the wing to Allie Marlin. Back out to Newman. Newman back to Marlin. Marlin almost had the ball stolen. Goes back in the middle. Newman shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Chevelle Graves. Graves with it. Looking for help. She'll hand off to Godwin. So Lady Bears with a three-point lead and the basketball. We played almost 2 minutes. Down to 6:18. Graves with it in the corner. Down low to Mitchell, back out front to Vangenhoven, who hit that long three. They swing it around, good quick passes here for the Lady Bears. Godwin open for three, it's on the way, off the rim, no good. Good rebound by the Lady Cougars. Number 41, Ingles. Her pass is tipped. It's on the floor. And we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on the Lady Bears. And again, Shelby's trying to lace up that shoe that keeps coming loose over there, and the referee's waiting on her. Ties it again, and the Lady Cougars will inbound Upton's first foul. And Lady Bears can't get in foul trouble here. Don't have a lengthy bench here. Only two players sitting over here that can come in. Marlin will inbound the basketball. That's Abby into Newman. Newman on the dribble, takes it around the outside, picks up the dribble, gives it right back to Marlin on the wing, pass across to number 41. Her shot no good. That was Ingles. Rebound pulled down by Mitchell. Lady Bears back on offense. Been one bucket made so far. We've played almost 3 minutes, and that was a three made by Shelby Vangenhoven. Godwin with it back to Vangenhoven for three. It's on the way. It's good. Shelby's two for two, has all six of the Lady Bear points, and Coach Harmon wants a timeout. 6-0, 5:27 left in the first. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And back again at Mammoth Spring High School. Vangenhoven two for two from behind the three-point line, has all six of the points for the Lady Bears. And they lead it 6-0. Newman with it on the dribble, crosses half court, bounce down low to Coleman, out to Marlin. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound by Mitchell. Lauren will hand it to Tara. Tara Godwin pushing the ball down the middle of the floor. Stops at the three-point line, gives it to Vangenhoven. They quickly jump out on her. Sure, during that timeout, Coach Harmon says, do not leave her open. Instead, Graves will shoot the three. That's off the rim, no good. Chased down in the corner by Abby Marlin. She'll come back out to Newman. Allison with the basketball. On the dribble, picks it up. Now goes over to Marlin on the right wing. Across, three-pointer on the way by Allie Marlin. No good. Rebound by Upton. Lady Bears controlling the backboards right now. Quickly back the other way. Tara Godwin on the dribble. She'll give it to Graves. Graves underneath to Mitchell. Inside to Upton, and it's good. Megan Upton with her first two, and the Lady Bears with an 8-0 lead. Good start here for Mammoth Spring. Trying to give the Lady Cougars their first loss here. With a basketball, Abby Marlin around to Newman. Her shot is blocked by Upton. Taken by Godwin. Godwin on the dribble, taking it down the right side of the floor. All the way in the three-point line. Pull-up jumper is no good. Long rebound. On the floor, diving after it is Upton, and we got a jump ball. Great hustle by Megan Upton. And she dove across the floor. Number 42 checking in now. That is Jackson, Emily Jackson, for the Lady Cougars. Mammoth Spring with an 8-0 lead. We're down to 3:59 to play here in the first quarter. Halfway through the first with the basketball. Newman picks up the dribble, gives it to Marlin. Abby back to Newman. Newman on the dribble, looking for help, and throws it to Allie Marlin. It goes out of bounds, touched last by Tara Godwin. Lady Bears, good defense. With the basketball, Newman on the drive, had it slapped away, taken by Mitchell. Mitchell's pass is going to be stolen by Allie Marlin. Lady Bears set up the defense. Marlin with it. Abby on the dribble. Takes it baseline. Pass back across to Allie Marlin. Her shot on the way is good. First 2 points of the ball game. Allie Marlin for the Isser County Cougars. And another three on the way for Shelby Vangenhoven. Shelby, three for three, has 9 points, and the Lady Bears lead it by nine. 11-2. Newman outside, picks up her dribble. It's kicked by Mitchell. Mitchell stuck the foot out in the passing lane. And Marlin will inbound, gives it to Newman. Newman on the dribble. Picks it up. Pass over to Abby Marlin. In the corner to Allie. Back out to Abby. Abby's almost lost it there. Three-pointer on the way by Newman is good. Allison Newman knocks down the three, makes it a six-point Mammoth Spring lead. Lady Bears lead at 11-5, 2:23 left, first quarter. Beautiful no-look pass, but it's a turnover for the Lady Bears. And almost a steal, and it is on the floor, jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears get it on the alternating possession. So they'll inbound the basketball with 2:10 left, first quarter. Mammoth Spring and Izzard County Consolidated. So two good teams here. Lady Bears set the inbound. A little pressure this time from the Lady Cougars. Lady Bears will get into the senior, Tara Godwin. She'll push it up the floor. And we got a turnover as Upton tried to pass it inside to Graves. Stolen by the Lady Cougars. They'll come back this way on offense. Right here in front of me, Newman for another three. It's on the way. It's good. Uh-oh. Allison Newman starting to warm up. She's hit two straight threes, and the Lady Bears' lead is cut to three now at 11-8. A minute 30 left to play in the first quarter. Three-pointer on the way. Van Genhoven. Wow. Four three-pointers here in this first quarter. She is on fire. 12 points now for Shelby. She's got 12 of the 14. Abby Marlin with it on the right wing, drives in. Her pass is stolen by Graves. Off to Godwin. Tara with the basketball. Drives it down into the right corner. Back out to Graves. Around to Van Genhoven. Back to Godwin. Three-pointer on the way, and it sticks between the rim and the backboard. So that will be a jump, and it'll belong to the Lady Cougars. And they're going to need a ball to knock it down. They got one. And the referee standing underneath the goal missed the ball. So they'll have to try again. There we go. Now we got the ball down. We can play some more basketball. A minute, 6 seconds left first quarter. Lady Bears will set up the defense here, leading by six, 14-8. Newman out front's hit a couple of threes. Her pass inside stolen. It's on the floor, picked up by Godman. Quickly back the other way. Tara with it. She'll set it up, gives it to Upton, around to Van Genhoven in the corner to Mitchell. Lady Bears drive it in the middle. They kick it back out to Van Genhoven. They quickly jump out on her. Shelby, four threes here in this first quarter. Back out to Upton. They swing it around to Graves. Back to Godman underneath. Pass is tipped and going to be taken by the Lady Cougars. Another turnover on Mammoth Spring. 22 seconds left, first quarter. Lady Bears on defense. Lady Cougars may be going to go for the final shot of the quarter as they back it back out and threw it away. Mitchell with the steal, takes it to the basket, puts it up, and a lot of contact. We've got a foul called. Mitchell will go to the free throw line. We'll see who that foul's on. I believe you're going to get Abby Marlin. Abby Marlin called for her first foul. That'll send Lauren Mitchell to the free throw line. Shot is on the way and bounces around and bounces back out. That ball went halfway down, come back out. So Lauren will get another shot at it here. Was fouled in the act of shooting, so. Second one, same way. And Tara Godwin in there fighting for the ball, ties it up. Lady Bears will get it on the alternated possession. So Mammoth Spring will have the ball 6 seconds left here in the quarter. Got to get something quick. Van Genhoven will inbound the basketball. Gives it into Upton. Beautiful pass, and Megan Upton for an easy two underneath. 8-point Lady Bear lead as the quarter comes to an end. Your score, 16-8, Mammoth Spring leading Izzard County Consolidated. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
And again, welcome back, Mammoth Spring High School, as we get ready to start the second quarter. It will be Lady Cougar basketball to start the second, trailing by 8 to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, 16-8. Abby Marlin picks up the ball, looking for help. And we got a turnover, I believe, actually a timeout called by Coach Harmon. He's wanting to talk to his team. 16-8, we're just 10 seconds into the second quarter, as Coach Harmon called the 30-second timeout. Lady Bears, in that first quarter, got a big first quarter from the junior, Shelby Vangenhoven, who hit 4 3-pointers, has 12 points. Megan Upton with the other 4 points for the Lady Bears, who looked impressive in the first quarter. Good defense, and Shelby's hitting that outside shot, makes them really hard to guard. Inbound play here for the Lady Cougars. They'll bring it in to Newman out front. Newman has hit a couple of threes herself. She'll give it to Abby Marlin. Abby drives right side, picked up by Vangenhoven. Trying to get around her. Goes baseline. Pass over to number 42, Jackson. Back out to Newman. To Allie Marlin. Allie on the dribble. Comes back to Jackson. Jackson faked the pass. Godwin in the passing lane. She couldn't get it through. Now comes back out to Newman. Down to 7-17, Newman for three. It's on the way off the rim. Lauren Mitchell with a rebound. Nice outlet to Godwin, who's going up the floor all alone for a layup and missed it. Looking for the contact. I think she thought she was going to get fouled. And ended up missing the layup. So the Lady Bears, though, will have it out of bounds on the baseline. Mammoth Spring basketball. They'll bring it in to Mitchell. Back to Vangenhoven. Her shot up and in. That was too close for her. About an 8-footer, Shelby Vangenhoven on the baseline now with 14 points. 14 of their 18, and it's 18-8, double-digit lead for the Lady Bears for the first time tonight. Newman drives, or excuse me, that was Marlin driving in, lost it. It comes back out, Lady Cougars, Newman for three. Newman now has hit 3 3-pointers, and it's a 7-point ball game now, 18-11. Mammoth Spring on offense. Up that gives it to Lauren Skaggs, who just checked in. Back out to Vangenhoven. They swing it around the outside. Godwin with it to Upton. To Vangenhoven in the corner. Underneath to Upton. And Upton is going to be fouled. A blocking foul called on the Lady Cougars. I believe they called it on number 10, Allie Marlin. For Allie, it's her first. Lady Bears will inbound. They'll bring it in. Mitchell. Out to Skaggs. Skaggs back in the corner. Godwin for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound taken by Coleman for the Lady Cougars. She'll push it out to Marlin. They swing it around. Give it to Newman. Top of the key. Newman with the basketball. They quickly jump out on her. She hit 3 3-pointers out there. Just about a couple of feet in from where she is right now. With the basketball. Allie Marlin. Allie. On the drive, back out to Newman. Newman going to set, take another long three, and that one's short and out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. The Lady Bears with a basketball, and we got another timeout called by Coach Harmon. Timeout taken, 18-11, Mammoth Spring by 7. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Being a student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
and I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Bears leading by 7, 18-11 over the Izzard County Lady Cougars. Here in the first game of our doubleheader, senior boys will follow this. Lady Bears will have the basketball out of the timeout. Coach Harmon still visiting with his team on the far end of the floor. Still in the break here. He still has time as the clock continues to count down here on this timeout. He did call a full timeout. 5:41 left in the first half. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lady Bears bring it up with Godwin and Vangenhoven. Godwin over to Mitchell on the right wing. Back out top of the key to Shelby. They swing it around to Godwin. Back out to Lauren Skaggs. Lauren dribbles around, gives it to Godwin in the corner. Back out to Skaggs. Coach Small calls out the play. Lady Bears will set it up. Still in this zone for the Izzard County Cougars. High post to Mitchell. She'll turn, fire the jumper, and it bounces around. Won't fall through. Rebound pulled down by Coleman. For the Lady Cougars, Cassidy Coleman. Steal by Vangenhoven. Shelby with the basketball. She'll give it to Godwin, and they'll set up the offense. 4:51 to play in the first half. Skaggs with it on the right wing. Top of the key now to Vangenhoven. Off to Upton. High post to Mitchell. Lady Bears, good quick passes. Shot up, no good. Fought for the rebound. Goes to the Lady Cougars. Godwin couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Newman. She'll push it up the floor. Picked up there by Upton. Goes to the wing to Abby Marlin. Over to Allie. Inside to Cassidy Coleman. Her jumper on the way is good. Nice looking shot there for Coleman. Her first two of the ball game, and it's down to a 5-point lead. This team, you don't get to be undefeated if you can't play. Lady Cougars 3-0 coming into the season, or into this game. Shot on the way by Skaggs is good. Long three, Lauren Skaggs. That's the fifth three-pointer here of the first half for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Four of them by Vangenhoven, one now from Skaggs. Newman picks up the dribble, gives it out to Allie Freeman. Allie will take it back top of the key. She'll set up the offense. Now tries to drive down the lane. Lost the ball. Picked up by Skaggs. Lauren looking for help. She'll give it to Shelby Vangenhoven. Shelby dribbles the ball across half court. Now gives it back to Godwin. Tara over in the corner to Skaggs. Down low to Mitchell. Back out to Godwin. Skaggs open for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Allie Marlin. She'll stop at the three-point line, gives to Newman. She drives in, puts it up, puts it in. Newman now in double figures with 11. Back to a six-point ball game, 21-15. 3:10 left first half. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Upton with it on the wing, swings it around to Skaggs. Underneath, Upton puts the shot up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Cassidy Coleman. Quickly back the other way. Abby Marlin all the way to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, inside by Jackson. She'll put it back up. No good. Newman with a rebound. And we got a foul called on the Lady Bears. Lady Bears. You hear the fans trying to get them to get in their rebound. Nobody jumping. They're just standing there watching on that play, at least. They've been playing pretty good through this first half. 2:48 left to play in this first half of play. Lauren Skaggs out as Chevelle Graves checks back in. Inbound play, almost a steal. Now Newman going to the basket, lost it. He goes off of the leg of Chevelle Graves and out of bounds. So Lady Bears will set up the defense. Leading by 6, 2:44 left in this first half. Newman with it in the corner. Drives in, pull-up jumper on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. And Vangenhoven had a player draped over her back, and she shed her quickly and got the foul called on Coleman. Good aggressive rebound by Shelby Vangenhoven. Lady Bears back on offense. Down to 2:34 to play. Mammoth Spring with it. Vangenhoven for three. Ooh, she finally missed one. She had hit four straight before that one hit the rim and came off. And Coleman back the other way, puts it up no good. Rebound by Upton, almost lost it, picked up by Godman. Lady Bears, nobody scored here in a little bit. Kind of slowed down. 21-15, excuse me, six-point lead. Graves with it. Comes out to Vangenhoven. Her pass is stolen by number 12, who just checked in. Her shot, oh, good fake. I thought she was going to shoot it. That is Coulter, number 12, Delilah Coulter. Made the steal, took it down, got the layup. And it's a four-point ball game, 21-17. Vangenhoven with it outside. Pass across to Upton, into the corner to Godman. Godman back out to Vangenhoven. Back to Tara, underneath to Upton. Upton turns, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound taken down by the Lady Cougars. And right now Tessa Smith runs the scores table. She's going to check in for Mammoth Spring. Almost a steal. It's knocked away by the Lady Bears. Picked up by Newman. Now we're going to get a foul on Lauren Mitchell. Skaggs and Smith both check in. Upton and Mitchell go out. Lady Bears on defense here. Newman with it. She tries to go inside. It's stolen by Skaggs. Lauren will hand off to Godwin. Down to a minute 12 to play first half. Lady Bears haven't scored in a while here. It's 21-17. Four-point Mammoth Spring lead. Skaggs with it. Comes out to Vangenhoven. Shelby around to Graves. To Godwin in the corner. She dribbles it back out. Now tries to go into the lane. Puts the shot up on the run. It's good. Tara Godwin's first two. Makes it a six-point ball game again, 23-17. With the basketball, Newman outside, dribbling, comes to Marlin, picks up the dribble. She goes back to Newman. Newman with, it's like a layup down the middle. Good play. Allison Newman's been impressive. She's in double figures, like I said, with 13 points. Four-point ball game. 22 seconds left to play first half. Lady Bears going to hold here for the final shot, go into the halftime break with a lead. They led by as many as 10 in this first half right now. And now they got a turnover on the Lady Bears. Picked up. Newman with it. Newman goes in, puts the shot up. We got a blocking foul called on Lauren Skaggs. With 0.6 seconds left to play, Allison Newman going to go to the free throw line trying to cut into this four-point lead. Not a good finish here to this quarter. After a great start for the Lady Bears, Newman can make it a two-point ball game. First one is good. Newman now with 14, leads the Lady Cougars. Newman will set for the second. It's on the way. It's good. 15 for Newman to lead the Lady Cougars. That's the end of the first half. Your score, 23-21, Mammoth Spring by two over the Izzard County Lady Cougars. We'll take a break. Come back and look at your first half stats in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
There's a new one-of-a-kind store in downtown Mammoth Spring. Rutana Banana is an artist nook with one-of-a-kind finds. Rutana Banana is located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. They specialize in Haitian and local art. They offer art classes, drop-in art days, scrapbooking, and an art party venue for special parties. Stop in and have a cup of Haitian coffee. Great conversation and complimentary Wi-Fi. The mission at Rutana Banana is to help keep families together while appreciating amazing local artists. Rutana Banana, loving arms built brighter futures.
Say, Bobby, what's you up to, sport?
Howdy, 50s era announcer guy. I'm just building my new treehouse out here in the backyard.
Swell. However, do you think it's safe to build it so close to those power lines? Maybe it's time you went online to learn more about electrical safety from your Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. At the half, the Lady Bears leading the Lady Cougars 23-21. Of course, they're having a pie auction here at the half. The Booster Club's doing that pie and cake auction. It's a benefit for a couple of students here at the school. One who lost their home in a fire, and then another was injured in an accident. I believe it was Shelby Collins and Aiden Bettis. And now people want to know what they're auctioning off. They want to know what it is. Lady Bears again leading at the half, 23-21. Got distracted by the pie auction here. Anyway, we're at the half. Lady Bears and Lady Cougars, we'll take a look at your scoring. For the Lady Cougars, they were led by Allison Newman. Newman with 15 of their 21 points. Only player in double figures, of course. And then Allie Marlin has two. Delilah Coulter has two off the bench. And Cassidy Coleman with two. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, big first half for Shelby Vangenhoven, who hit 4 3-pointers. She has 14 first-half points. 4 points for Megan Upton, 3 for Lauren Skaggs, and then 2 points for Tara Godwin. That is the scoring for both teams. Again, Mammoth Spring came out with Shelby Vangenhoven on fire. She scored 12 points in the first quarter, and the Lady Bears led it 16-8 at the end of one. They built that lead out to 10, but the Lady Cougars fought their way back in it, made it a 2-point game here at the half. I want to say thank you again to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball, including Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Clary Funeral Home in Mammoth Spring, Thayer and Alton. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear basketball. We are at the half, about 6 minutes left in this halftime break. So we'll take another break. We'll come back with more in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the State Line in Thayer.
Now open in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring, it's Pam's Place, where you'll find a beautiful selection of stylish fall capes and sweaters that will feel amazing and perfect for chilly weather. Pam's Place has a wide variety of fall decor, purses, jewelry, and so much more. Support local business. You'll find decor and clothing there you won't find anywhere else. Located at 360 South Main in Mammoth Spring. Like their Facebook page and watch for updates on new arrivals. Open 10 to 5:30 Wednesday through Saturday. Support local business and get great items at great prices at Pam's Place. The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School at the half. They continue their pie auction, having some fun with that. Got 4 minutes here on the clock at the halftime break. The Lady Bears have made their way back out of the locker room, but they've stopped the clock, so may have a little bit of an extended halftime break here. Lady Bears waiting to get warmed up. Lady Cougars still in, talking things over. Of course, Coach Harmon with his team. Coach Scott Small standing out here with his team at the half. 23-21, like I said, no real foul trouble for either team. Nobody with more than one foul. Pretty clean play first half of basketball between these two teams. Of course, this is the second game on the evening. Earlier tonight, junior boys, it was Mammoth Spring with a big win over ICC, 39-16. And, of course, we got the senior boys contest coming up immediately following this, and we'll have it for you here on K-Country 95. So we look forward to that. Again, the Bears and the Cougars. Bears 2-2 on the season. Cougars 3-0 in our final game. Of course, Cougars are the defending state champions and have most of their team back from last year. So it's going to be fun to see them play. And, of course, Bears have been playing good. So we expect a good, tough contest between these two teams. Mike Case continuing the auction here at the half. Like I said, the clock has stopped, so we got kind of an extended halftime break, and gives us a chance to remind you also, don't forget, we got football for you Friday night here on K-Country. The Thayer Bobcats and the Kabul Bulldogs over at Lewis Bosman Field. It's the district semifinals, and Mike Crace, of course, will be there for the call of that. We look forward to Bobcat football this time of year. So much fun. We get into the playoffs with the district play, and Bobcats hopefully set to make a lengthy run here into the tournament, we hope. And we'll have that, like I said, on Friday night, beginning with our usual programming. 6 o'clock, we'll have the State Farm Scott Cecil Friday Night Lights, and then the OMC Orthopedic pregame show at 6:30, and the kickoff at 7. We're going to take another break here while they continue their auction. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on Ecom Sports.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. It is the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its Great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears.
There's a new one-of-a-kind store in downtown Mammoth Spring. Rutana Banana is an artist nook with one-of-a-kind finds. Rutana Banana is located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. They specialize in Haitian and local art. They offer art classes, drop-in art days, scrapbooking, and an art party venue for special parties. Stop in and have a cup of Haitian coffee. Great conversation and complimentary Wi-Fi. The mission at Rutana Banana is to help keep families together while appreciating amazing local artists. Rutana Banana, loving arms, building brighter futures.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Well, looks like they've halted their pie and cake auction for a while. Of course, that will continue at halftime of the senior boys game, but I had a lot of fun with that. Boy, some of those pies brought quite a bit of money. Pies and cakes and cookies and all kinds of goodies. Sounded good. They were auctioning them off here at the half. I got a little over 2 minutes left in this halftime break. The Lady Cougars now make their way out of the locker room. And they'll get warmed up, and we are just about set for some more basketball. Like I said, 2:40 left in this halftime break. Again, want to remind you, if you're in the area, come on by. enjoy the basketball with us. We got a pretty good crowd on hand, pretty well packed in here, but there's a few seats left, and if you're in the area, want to see some good basketball, we invite you to come by. The second half of this one ought to be a dandy. We got a two-point halftime ball game, 23-21. Mammoth Spring leading by two. Again, your leading scores, Allison Newman with 15 leads Izzard County, and Shelby Vankenhoven with 14 leading the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We'll take one more quick break. Back with your second half in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Favorite thing about my street?
It's quiet.
Safe.
The people.
We rely on each other.
And we rely on our Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The co-op isn't just about electricity.
It's about power.
The power of information. Efficiency.
Safety.
Technology.
That's why whenever I have a question about energy,
I always call my Touchstone Energy Cooperative first.
Because in my community,
I am the co-op.
And the co-op
is me.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank's Fish House has the best touch puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Frank's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
And we are back again here at Mammoth Spring High School, ready to go now with the second half of play. Like I said, kind of had an extended halftime break there with the pie and cake auction. But now we'll get back to some basketball. These teams are to be good and rested and ready to go for this second half. 23-21, Mammoth Spring by two over the Izzard County Lady Cougars. Mammoth Spring, good first half. They led by as many as 10 points in that first half of play. Led by Shelby Vankenhoven, who started this game on fire, had the first 9 points of the ball game for the, or excuse me, the first 6 points of the ball game for the Lady Bears, with a pair of three-pointers, and then hit two more three-pointers in that first quarter. Referee's talking something over here at half court. Looks like Mammoth Spring will have the ball to start the second half. 8 minutes on the clock, and we are set to go. Lady Bears will inbound. Tara Godwin has it. Crosses half court, across the floor from us here. Gives it to Mitchell on the wing, out high to Graves. Now to Godwin, left wing. Godwin back out to Vankenhoven. Vankenhoven looking inside. One dribble, backs it back out, gives it back to Godwin. Tara back to Graves, over to Mitchell. Lawrence will hand off to Shelby Vankenhoven. Pass over to Godwin. She thought about the three. Now kicks it back out to Vankenhoven. Graves in the corner. The defense here to start by the Lady Cougars. Really jumping out on the shooters here for Mammoth Spring. Graves with it. Off to Vankenhoven. Fakes the three just inside. Pull-up jumper no good. Rebound by Cassidy Coleman for the Lady Cougars. She'll hand to Newman. Lady Cougars a chance to tie it up or take the lead here with a long one. Mammoth Spring on defense. The ball's tipped out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Bears. So the Lady Cougars have the basketball on the sideline. And it'll be Abby Marlin to inbound. Gives it to Newman. She almost fell down. Picks up the ball now. Needs to find somebody to pass it to. And does. Gives it to Allie Marlin. Right back to Newman. Newman out on the floor. Pass off to Marlin on the right wing. Down into the corner. The ball's right off the hands of Shelby Vankenhoven and out of bounds. Shelby thought she had a steal there. Couldn't hang on to it. And the Lady Bears again set up the defense. 23-21, two-point Mammoth Spring lead just underway here in this second half. Newman has it out on the floor. They're not giving her much room. She had 15 in the first half, including several threes. Looks like three three-pointers. With a basketball, almost a steal. Pass inside to Coleman. She'll turn, puts up the hook shot. And we got a reach-in foul called on the Lady Bears. See who it was on. Shelby Vankenhoven called for the foul, her first. And the Lady Cougars, they said the foul was on the floor, will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Looking to come in. Pass in is tipped by Vankenhoven, and he goes right to Newman. Newman drives in, and she's going to be tied up, but she traveled before the tie-up. So turnover gets it back to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears by two with the basketball. We played almost 2 minutes. Nobody has scored. A little slower start than we had in that first half. Vangenhoven trying to change that with a three. It's off the rim, no good. Godwin with a rebound. She'll go back up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a foul called on Megan Upton reaching over the back. Trying to get the ball back on the rebound there. Megan picks up her second foul. And so now down to 6:07 to play third quarter. We played 2 minutes. Right now at 2 minutes, 6 minutes on the clock, and nobody has scored. Marlin inside to Coleman. Beautiful pass, and Coleman puts it up and in. Coleman now with four, and we're tied at 23. First time we've been tied since it was 0-0. Lady Bears have never trailed in this ball game. Down low to Mitchell. Mitchell's pass underneath is turned over, and Megan Upton just picked up her third foul. Three fouls on Upton now, and Tessa Smith will run to the scores table. She's going to have to check in for Megan. The sophomore picked up her third foul with only 2.5 minutes into this third quarter. Lady Bears back on defense. Tied at 23 now. Newman, pass over to Marlin, Allie Marlin. Back across to Abby. Back to Allie. Allie for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Long rebound off the fingertips of Tara Godwin and out of bounds. So it will be Lady Cougar basketball. Hizzard County with the basketball. They'll inbound it. Newman drives around through traffic. Pass underneath to Coleman. Her shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. And we got a jump ball called. It belongs to the Lady Cougars. Hizzard County still with the basketball, looking for their first lead of the night. 23 all, 5:15 left third quarter. Shot on the way, high arching jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound, picked up by the Lady Cougars. Another shot on the way, Chevelle Graves with a rebound on the miss there. Lady Bears head back on offense. With the basketball, Godwin holds up. Throws the ball out to Graves, over to Godwin, or to Vangenhoven. Pass off to Graves, almost lost, picked up by Vangenhoven. Bears with the basketball. Really having some problems getting their offense going here in this second half. Have not scored yet. And we've played almost half a quarter. Vangenhoven almost threw it away there. She was falling backwards. Pass in the middle to Mitchell. Mitchell to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Lauren Mitchell with a big bucket there. Her first two of the ball game. Makes it a two-point Mammoth Spring lead again, 25-23. With a basketball, Newman out front. Across to, couldn't see who it was with the ball. Quickly back the other way. Mitchell with it, lost it, almost lost out of bounds. Saves it back in, but it goes right to number 12, Coulter. Quickly back the other way, Newman to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Newman now with 17. We're tied again at 25. 3:56 left here in this third quarter. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Graves with it on the wing. Out front to Vangenhoven. Back over to Godwin. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Tara Godwin with a big three. The senior knocks it down. Gives the Lady Bears a three-point lead. 28-25. Newman with the basketball. In the corner to Marlin. That's Abby Marlin. Her shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound taken by Godwin. Tara pushing the ball up the floor. It's 3-on-5 right now. Rest of the Lady Bears make it up now. Tessa Smith gives it back to Godwin. Around to Vangenhoven. She's going to fire for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Newman. So Shelby's cooled off a little bit after seemed like she couldn't miss one in the first half. Three-pointer no good by the Lady Cougars. Rebound taken by Lauren Mitchell. Mammoth Spring with a three-point lead and the basketball down to 2:57 to play third quarter. Tara Godwin off to Graves. High post to Mitchell, to Smith. Smith looking inside, gives it to Graves on the baseline. Back out front, high post to Godwin. Off to Godwin with a shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Coulter. She'll give it to Newman quickly. Lady Cougars back the other way. Long baseball pass. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound controlled by Lauren Mitchell. Teams going back and forth now. Not a lot of scoring, though. 28-25, Mammoth Spring by three. Down to 2:20 to play in this third quarter. Chevelle Graves has it on the wing. Looking inside. She'll come back out to Godwin. Tara back to Chevelle. Left corner looking inside. Back out to Godwin. Tara backs it back out. Gives it to Mitchell. Mitchell back to Godwin. Wide open for three. She'll take it. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound pulled down by Chevelle Graves. Good offensive board there by the Lady Bears. And going to the basket, Shelby Vangenhoven with a good strong drive. She's going to draw the foul and go to the free throw line. That foul was on number 24. That is Coleman, her second. Shelby Vangenhoven to the free throw line. Shelby with 14 first half points. First point of the second half for her. She's got 15. Leading scorer for the Lady Bears. Shelby sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Really shooting the ball good tonight. Shelby's going to get a breather as she comes to the sideline. And who did we get back in? Lauren Skaggs checking back in. A minute 50 left to play third quarter, 30-25. Mammoth Spring with a five-point lead. Lady Cougars have tied it, and that's going to be a kick ball. Lauren Mitchell with those feet out there, kicked the ball. 30-25, a minute 43 left to play third quarter. Inbound play to Coulter. She'll give it to Newman. Newman fakes, goes inside. It's stolen by Smith off to Mitchell. Lauren driving down the length of the floor, puts it up off the glass for an easy two. Lauren Mitchell with 4 points in the ball game. Back out to a seven-point Lady Bear lead. In the corner, Marlin's pass inside is tipped by Skaggs, picked up by the Lady Cougars. Lady Cougars with the basketball. Newman, a long three. It's good. You cannot give her any room. 20 points now for Allison Newman. Back to a four-point ball game. 32-28. With the basketball, Graves off to Smith. They swing it around to Godwin. She goes baseline. Puts it up, puts it in. Tara Godwin with a nice strong move on the baseline. She's got seven. Lady Bears back up by six now, 34-28. Newman with it outside. Got to get out on her. Can't give her any room. With a basketball. Newman out front, and she's standing almost out the half court, and they're picking her up. Into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound taken by Godwin, and then Godwin is called for the travel. Trying to throw the ball up the floor. Mitchell was running up the floor wide open. Now Vangenhoven back in. Graves will get a breather. Coach Small trying to get his team some rest here. To get ready to move into this fourth quarter. In fact, 30 seconds left in the third. Three-pointer on the way by Coleman is no good. Rebound pulled down. Vangenhoven had a hand on it. Comes out to Marlin. Back out to Coleman. 23 seconds left in the third quarter. Newman with it. Down to 18 seconds. Six-point Mammoth Spring lead. Their biggest lead has been 10 points. Biggest lead in the second half has been eight. With a basketball. Marlin going to pull up for the jumper. Excuse me, that's Coulter. Coulter's shot no good, but she chases down her own rebound. Newman will fire the three, and that's going to be short out of bounds. Good box out there by Tessa Smith on the shot. That's the end of the third. You score 34-28. Lady Bears by six. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. I've had an account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
And again, welcome back. Mammoth Spring High School, as we get set to start the fourth quarter. Lady Bears with the ball and the lead. They've never trailed in this game. They have led by as many as 10. Now leading by 6, 34-28. Lady Bears with the basketball. Vangenhoven thought about the three. Drives in, gives it on the baseline to Mitchell. Bow that back out to Grays. Good passing for Mammoth Spring. Now Vangenhoven for three. Off the rim, no good. Up and come flying in for the rebound, but knocked it out of bounds. Good effort. Mammoth Spring will set up the defense, leading by 6. Newman on the dribble. Picks it up, goes to Marlin, down low to Coleman. Coleman picks up the dribble. She's double-teamed, comes back out. Newman for three. They fly out at her. She misses the jumper. Good effort there by Upton to challenge that shot. Mitchell almost lost the ball on the baseline. She'll bring it back out. Gives it to Godwin. Lady Bears with the basketball. Vangenhoven off to Graves, to Godwin. High post to Mitchell. Mitchell thought about it. Comes back out to Godwin. Tara picks up the dribble. Out to Vangenhoven over her head. Picked up by Marlin. Allie Marlin off to Coulter. She'll put the shot up and in. Delilah Coulter with her second field goal. She's got 4, and Coach Harmon wants a timeout. 34-30, Lady Bears by 4. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Now open in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring, it's Pam's Place, where you'll find a beautiful selection of stylish fall capes and sweaters that will feel amazing and perfect for chilly weather. Pam's Place has a wide variety of fall decor, purses, jewelry, and so much more. Support local business. You'll find decor and clothing there you won't find anywhere else. Located at 360 South Main in Mammoth Spring. Like their Facebook page and watch for updates on new arrivals. Open 10 to 5:30 Wednesday through Saturday. Support local business and get great items at great prices at Pam's Place.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. Good ball game here. 34-30, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading by 4 here over the Isser County Lady Cougars. Lady Bears will have the basketball here out of the timeout. So it's been back and forth here in the second half. Lady Bears led by as many as 8 here in the second half. Lady Cougars have tied it a couple of times. And Lady Bears managed to push it back out each time. Run the final 3 seconds here off the clock here for the timeout. Down to 6:55 left in this ball game. Again, don't leave us. We've got senior boys action immediately following this. The Cougars and the Bears here from Mammoth Spring High School. Basketball now to the Lady Bears. They look at a full court press here from the Lady Cougars. Vangenhoven with it, gives it back to Godwin. Godwin high dribble up to Graves. Graves all the way to the basket, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, Mitchell with it. She'll go back up and draw a foul. Good effort, Upton and Mitchell in there. I think Upton got a fingertip on it, went to Mitchell. She got the rebound, went back up and drew the foul. That foul was on number 10, Allie Marlin, her second. Lauren Mitchell at the free throw line. Big free throws here. She knocks it down. Lauren now with 5 points in the ball game. She'll set for the second. Makes it a 5-point lead for the Lady Bears. Second on the way. In and out. No good. Upton with a rebound underneath. Had the shot blocked. And they're going to say off of the Lady Cougars out of bounds. Great effort there by Megan Upton. Got that rebound but had her shot blocked by Coleman. Inbound play. Mitchell with it. Mitchell goes to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. So that turned out to be a 3-point play for the Lady Bears. Lauren Mitchell, she ends up with 7 in the ball game, and it's a 7-point Mammoth Spring lead. Marlin, pass is stolen by Godwin. Godwin taking it up the floor. It goes up with it, had it blocked, picked up by Mitchell. Lauren drives in, puts the shot up. Can't get to go. Upton with a rebound back up and in. Megan Upton. Good play by Megan. She's got 6. And Coach Harmon wants to talk things over. Lady Bears have built a 9-point lead with 6:09 left in the ball game. We'll take a break. Back here in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the State Line in Thayer.
And again, good ball game here at Mammoth Spring High School. As we come back, fourth quarter of play. Lady Bears have built their lead back out to 9 now, 39-30. Outscoring the Lady Cougars 5-2 here in this fourth quarter. It will be, let's see, Lady Cougar basketball out of the timeout. They'll inbound right here in front of me, in front of the Lady Bear bench. 6:09 on the clock. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears try to give the Lady Cougars their first loss on the season. They come in at 3-0. Lady Bears, of course, 3-1. Almost a steal. It is a steal by Godwin as she jumps into the passing lane. And we're going to have a foul on Newman. Good play by Tara Godwin. Allison Newman trying to get the ball back, running beside Godwin, called for the foul. Lady Bears will inbound, leading by 9. Inbound play to Godwin. Tara drives baseline, puts the shot up, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Jackson, who's checked back in. She'll hand off to Newman, and Newman will push the ball up the floor. They're going to try to get Newman open. I can tell you, she has been their offense 20 of their 30 points. Steal by Vangenhoven. Pass up the floor to Mitchell. Mitchell holds up, and she has ran over. She stopped, and when she did, Marlin could not and ran right up her back. Abby Marlin called for her second. That foul on the floor, so Lady Bears will inbound. Shelby Vangenhoven will trigger the ball in, looking to come in. Still looking, brings it in to Godwin out front. Parrott way out behind the three-point line, standing between the circles. Top of the key, pass, high post, back out. Graves for three, can't get it to go. Rebound by Jackson. Off to Marlin. That's Abby Marlin trying to get free. Takes it through the lane, puts the shot up, and we got a whistle and a foul. We'll see who the foul's on. Did they call that on Upton? If they called that on Megan, it'll be her fourth, and it is. Megan Upton picks up her fourth foul with 5:18 to play. Is Coach Small going to gamble? Nope, he's going to go to the bench as Tessa Smith runs to the scorer's table. She'll check in after this first free throw by Marlins. Marlins knocks it down. Abby Marlins' first point of the ball game. Megan going to come to the sideline. She'll get a breather here for a couple minutes, and she'll be right back in. She played well for the Lady Bears here tonight. 6 points, several rebounds. Lauren Skaggs also going to check back in. Second free throw, no good. And Vangenhoven with a rebound. Quick outlet to Godwin. Tara in the corner. Back out to Godwin, to Vangenhoven. Nice pass down low to Mitchell, who puts it up and in and draws the foul. Lauren Mitchell now with 9 points in the ball game. Good assist there from Shelby Vangenhoven. Lauren Skaggs in, and Chevelle Graves will get a breather. Lady Bears, Lauren Mitchell at the free throw line trying to make the Lady Bears, well, they still match their biggest lead of the ball game. They've got a 10-point lead, 41-31. With the basketball, we got a travel called on number 41, Ingles. Ingles tried to pass the ball. Someone stepped into the passing lane. Newman and Coleman, who got a quick breather, are right back into the game. They'll come in, and we had a couple of players check out, didn't see who it was. So Lady Bears with the basketball, leading by 10. 4:59 left in this one. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Tara Godwin out to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven drives in. Spin move off the glass for two. Beautiful move by Shelby Vangenhoven, who now has 18. The Lady Bears with their biggest lead. Lead it by 12, 43-31. Pass back out to Newman. Newman with it. On the dribble, 12-point Lady Bear lead. Newman, a long three-pointer. Rebound fought for. Vangenhoven tied up inside as she went to get the ball. And it'll belong to the Lady Cougars. Isser County basketball. They'll inbound, looking to come in. Shot up by Coleman, three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's tipped and controlled by the Lady Bears. Tara Godwin with it. Tara pushing the ball down the middle of the floor. Standing on the three-point line, now into the lane. Pass underneath is going to be stolen by the Lady Cougars. All the way up, Coulter puts it up. Pass is no good. She kind of forced the pass as Vangenhoven backed off, expected it. Graves will come in now, and Tara Godwin will get a quick breather. Tara's went the distance here. They'll give her just a quick breather, and she'll be right back in there. You can bet on that. They need the senior point guard on the floor. With a basketball, Ingles for three. It's good. Ingles knocks down the three. Emily Ingles, 43-34. Mammoth Spring with a basketball, leading by nine. Pass underneath to Mitchell. Put it up, put it in. Beautiful pass from Lauren Skaggs underneath to Mitchell, who's now in double figures with 11. 45-34, 11-point Lady Bear lead. That's a travel. Right in front of the referee, Coulter took a couple of steps before dribbling the basketball. And the Lady Bears will get the ball back. They'll bring it in to Graves. Graves to Skaggs. Bama Spring with the basketball. Skaggs out front to Vangenhoven. Pass out is stolen by Coulter. Coulter with a nice defensive play. She spins into the lane. Pass across, shot up, no good. Partially blocked, I believe, by Tessa Smith. And the rebound is going to go to the Mammoth Spring, and then we got a push and a foul on the Lady Cougars. Down to 3:21 to play. Mammoth Spring in control here, leading by 11. Abby Marlin checks back in. And Allie Marlin will go out. Lauren Skaggs with the basketball. Trying to handle the pressure here. The freshman gets it up to Graves. Right back to Skaggs. Good job of the Lady Bears. Breaking the press from the Lady Cougars. They'll set it up now. Vangenhoven with it on the wing. Looking inside. Pass across to Smith. Tessa. Back over to Skaggs. Skaggs back out to Vangenhoven. Back to Skaggs. Lauren thought about the three. Didn't take it. Bears in no hurry here. They've got a big lead. Leading by 11. Mitchell's going to fire the jumper at the free throw line. It's good. Lauren Mitchell had a slow start, but she's starting to warm up. 13 points now. And the lead's out to 13, 47-34. Lady Bears on defense here. Coleman pass back out, and it's stolen by Mitchell. Lauren will hand off to Skaggs. Skaggs quickly up the floor. Right down the middle, kicks it back out to Graves, to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven to Smith. Tessa looking inside. Hands it back to Vangenhoven, to Mitchell, to Vangenhoven. Shot up off the rim, no good. And we got a reach-in foul called on Shelby Vangenhoven. Shelby couldn't believe she missed the shot. She reached in, committed the foul. Upton and Godwin back in. Smith and Graves out. Lady Bears with a 13-point lead, 2:13 left. And right now, Coach Harmon has went to his bench. Of course, Mammoth Spring can't really go to their bench. They only have two players over there. Everybody's plays for them. And Lady Cougars turn it over. Lauren Mitchell with the basketball, pushing up the floor, puts it up and in. So Lauren Mitchell is going to end up with a big game. She's got 15 now. And it's a 15-point lead, 49-34. Lady Bears almost with a steal, knock it loose. The ball's on the floor. We're going to have a foul called. Tara Godwin fell across the Lady Cougars. Looks like Gracie Walgren, who's checked in. Also into the ball game. Check some of these other numbers here. Ashlyn Billingsley into the ball game. She has it taken away by Mitchell. Lauren goes to the basket, puts it up and in. Lauren now with 17 in the ball game. And it's 51-34, 17-point Lady Bear lead. Pass into the middle to the Lady Cougars. Lady Cougars come back out. Shot up is blocked. Rebound taken on the block shot by Mitchell. And Coach Small, I believe, called the timeout as Mitchell was running up the floor with a possible layup, and he took a 30-second timeout. He's getting Godwin and Mitchell out, the two seniors. He just wanted a quick break there to get them out. Mitchell was headed to the basket to get two more. Tessa Smith with it. Out to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven back to Skaggs. Lauren with the basketball. Gives it to Upton in the corner. To Graves. Graves on the cut to the basket. It's going to be fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. A minute seven left to play. Chevelle Graves at the free throw line now. Looking for her first points of the ball game. 17-point Mammoth Spring lead. Lady Bears going to improve to 4-1. Lady Cougars will drop to 3-1 on the season. Shot by Graves is good. Chazelle's first point of the game. 107 left to play. Shot on the way is good. Graves makes them both. High arching shot from the free throw line. Inbound play for the Lady Cougars. Lady Bears backing off on the pressure now. Down to a minute to play in the ball game. Shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. Cougars have it. Shot back up, no good. Jackson chased down the corner. Her shot is in and out, no good. Rebound by Vangenhoven. Shelby headed the other way. Shelby Vangenhoven will hold it up, brings it back out to Skaggs, and Coach Small says run clock. He doesn't want to shoot again. He's content here just to run the time off here. They've got the big lead. I believe that's what they were going to do. Looks like they're running some type of offense here. Lady Bears swinging the ball around the outside. 22 seconds left to play. Pass off to Graves, over to Skaggs. Skaggs to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven holding the basketball down to 14 seconds. And she's just going to let the clock run out. Down to 10, back across to Tessa. Over to Upton for three. It's on the way. Thought they wasn't going to shoot. Rebound by Vangenhoven. Back out to Smith. Back to Upton. Shot on the way. Did they count it? I don't think they did. The final score, 53-34. Mammoth Spring wins it by 19.